This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Republicans in Congress are debating how they'll continue to get along without their majority leader. This week, a judge turned aside Tom DeLay's bid to dismiss charges that he illegally directed corporate money into campaigns. The indictment means he can't resume his leadership post anytime soon, which in turn leaves his colleagues deciding what to do next. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Even before the judge upheld charges of criminal conspiracy and money laundering against DeLay, there were some House Republicans who wanted to elect a new majority leader as soon as possible. Arizona's Jeff Flake, a frequently outspoken conservative Republican, says he and his colleagues can't dwell on what should be, but only what is.
I simply think that we need to move ahead. The agenda is more important than any one individual. And unless we understand that we have a difficult agenda next year, it's a tough midterm election, then we're not going to be prepared for it.
Flake and others say it's possible House Republicans could hold an internal vote to elect new leaders this month, allowing the House GOP to start 2006 with a fresh face as majority leader after months of turmoil. But this sets up a lot of tension with the remaining current House leaders, starting with Speaker Dennis Hastert, who owe many past successes and even their jobs to Tom DeLay. When asked if Republicans would hold leadership elections in the coming weeks or when the House returns in January, Speaker Hastert was less than forthcoming.
That's a whole process that we have to go through. We haven't got to step one on that yet, so we'll see what happens.
Hastert is attempting to hold things together long enough for DeLay to be tried and found not guilty. That would require the House to stay in its holiday recess for almost the entire month of January, returning to work on the 31st. This gives DeLay a chance for exoneration and reinstatement. But this plan also makes other Republicans angry, those who would like to get to work on critical legislation earlier in the new year rather than later. And some House Republicans say it would only hurt their image all the more to take a month's vacation at the start of an election year. In the midst of all this, Hastert is trying to convince rank-and-file Republicans that they should forget DeLay and focus on the difficult work of the next 2 weeks. Budget cuts, Katrina costs, avian flu funding, a legislative ban on torture, and other matters affecting the war in Iraq. Tennessee Republican Zach Womp is going along with that, but warily.
You know, I'm a true blue Republican and don't want us to be distracted from the work that is before us. And there may come a time here where leadership elections surface, but I think it may be after the first of the year. And between here and there, it's important for all of us, even if we've got strong opinions on these issues like I do, to try to reserve a lot of discussion about that.
For his part, DeLay repeats that he's optimistic he'll be fully exonerated.
We're still having hearings this month. It could all be resolved this month. And the judge has hinted that we go to trial in January.
A group of reporters caught him in a hallway yesterday and pursued him into an elevator. They were asking about an election to replace him. And that finally got his hackles up.
No, there's no leadership race. And you know there's no leadership race. Y'all are creating a leadership race. And there's no problem.
Shut the door, please.
Thank you.
DeLay may hope for a quick trial and a return to his post as majority leader, but there are many House Republicans who would not be overjoyed at that prospect. DeLay's popularity in his district is at an all-time low, and he's facing his toughest challenge ever next fall. And that's not to mention the other ongoing investigations that could ensnare him and force him to step aside as leader again. That's not a script House Republicans want to act out, especially in an election year. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.